the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I love records. I think that it's the greatest choice the world has ever known. Thank you. Thank you. No!
Hi fans of great 60s garage music, I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 347 of your weekly hour of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia, that is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Got it underway with a song recently featured in the show, but a version by Los Epson. That was back in episode 429, one of those Beatles versus Stones episode. This time we had Los Yaqui, formed 1965. From the remnants of a band called Los Angeles Azul de Matamoros. They broke into the Mexican music scene around 1966 with their track Auxilio, their cover of the Beatles' Help, that also featured in one of our Beatles vs. Stones episodes, very much influenced by the Beatles and the Kinks and the Animals. So Los Yaqui with Satisfaction. Lots more great Latino 60s garage later on in this episode, so keep listening.
They'll let rock and roll come in and steal the virtue of the boys and girls and steal their emotional fervor and not realize how poisonous it is.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, here's an artist never featured in the show before. Actually, I'm surprised she's here, but the track fits beautifully. Swedish-born American actress Anne Margaret. Moved to the United States in 1946, grew up in Wilmette, Illinois. Featured in films, notably with Elvis Presley. But this is a 45 released on LHI Records, December 1968. A track called It's a Nice World to Visit, But Not to Live In.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Here in the woods, Americans, stand up and be counted in the fight against communism. You as a private citizen can strike back at communism. Where? In Eastern Europe, where 80 million people still bravely resist communist brainwashing. How? Through Radio Free Europe. RFE's daily broadcasts reach these 80 millions, keeping alive their belief in the free world. Give to Radio Free Europe Fund, Box 1963, Mount Vernon, New York.
It's high time you paid attention to me. 'Cause next time, baby, you have gonna run free. It's high time you let me know that you care. 'Cause baby, well, you know you don't dare. Watch me go. And if you're crying, we both know, baby, yeah, make me feel like dying. It's high time you take a look at yourself. 'Cause baby, yeah, I could put you on a shelf. You can run around and try to make me sad and blue, but baby, it won't work that way. I'll tell you what you do. You best put down your other man and stay with me at home, or you gonna find yourself all alone. It's high time you quit your playing around. It's high time, baby, you put your feet on the ground. Ah, you know, yeah, you know we could get along, but right now, baby, you're doing everything wrong. Try to make me sad and blue, but baby, it won't work that way. I'll tell you what you do. You best put down your other man and stay with me at home, or you're gonna find yourself all alone. It's high time you paid attention to me. 'Cause next time, baby, yeah, I'm gonna run free. It's high time you let me know that you care. 'Cause baby, you know you don't dare. Watch me go. And if you're crying, we both know, baby, yeah, I'll make you feel like dying. You know, yeah, you know we could get along, but right now, baby, you're doing everything wrong.
Three tracks out of the States. Anne Margaret, top of that set, with It's a Nice World to Visit But Not to Live In. Then a band from Carbondale, Illinois, called The Nickel Bag. A-side of a 1966 45 on Rembrandt Records. The track is called The Woods. Followed by a band out of Maine, released on Flare Records, April 1966. They're called The Barracudas. A-side of that 45, Realize. We had the B-side, It's High Time. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, we're sticking with bands out of the States, but here are three all out of Michigan. Starting off with a track by The Underdogs. It's off a compilation called Friday at the Hideout, Boss Detroit Garage 1964 to 1967, and the track is called Friday at the Hideout.
Well, I met this girl about a month ago. I checked out her program at a rock and roll show. Started to motivate. And I said, Judy, be mine.
said, come on, pretty baby, put that thing in gear. And I said, Judy B, Judy B, Judy B, be mine, be mine.
All right, hang it one time now.
Illinois, Maine, Maryland. You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Rick Presley.
'60s Garage Punk Show.
Just a name.
only fair you try to hide those tears from your eyes. Cause when you look at me that way, I wanna change my mind and stay.
No use to keep on trying.
I think it's time we better go our separate ways, girl.
You know we're only lying.
You know it's not the same. Our love is just a name.
Well, that is three tracks out of Michigan. The Underdogs, Friday at the Hideout, got us started. Then the Ferraris, off a compilation called Michigan Misfits Volume 1. Also on a comp called Rockin' Acetates. They were from Lansing, formed in 1965 by twin brothers Heck and Vic Juarez. Notably in their career, they worked with Stevie Wonder in 1967 at the Michigan School for the Blind in Lansing. So the Ferraris, with Love and Feeling. Then wrapping the set, the $5. Picture and information about them up on our Facebook and Instagram. The $5. Track called No Use in Trying. Their story begins August 1965 at University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Apparently just a few days after school started, the bassist Bruce Kerr and the guitarist Chris Rose were harmonizing in their dorm's piano lounge. Other members congregated around them. They named the band the $5. Started playing at frat parties, mixing in Beatles tunes with other hits, and some early attempts at their own songs. They eventually became a band called the Byzantine Empire, but the $5, no use in trying.
If you dig what you hear,
yeah,
check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Well, I promise more material from Latin America, so let's get it started. Picture and information of these guys up on our Instagram and Facebook, and they are a Retrospect favorite, and they are a fan favorite. Formed 1964 in Lima, Peru, the incomparable Los Psychos.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We want you to care. We want you to hear. We want you to dance. Dance all night long. But when the music starts, don't stay there like a fool. And break it all. You'll let me break it all. If you're concerned,
Ben Klee, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage, a wonderful place.
Tracks out of Latin America, The Psychos, Los Psychos, top of the set with El Entierro de los Gatos, fantastic slice of Peruvian 60s garage punk. Then a band part of the Uruguayan invasion of Latin America, very much influenced by the Beatles like so many of those bands. Formed 1964 in Montevideo by brothers Hugo and Osvaldo Fattoruso. They're inspired by the Beatles' Hard Day's Night, modelled themselves on the Beatles, including clothing and haircuts, sang their songs in English largely, became very popular in Argentina and across Latin America. Signed to the Odeon label, part of EMI in Argentina, but they did have a go at cracking the English-speaking market by releasing the album called Break It All on an American label called Audio Fidelity. They were Los Shakers out of Uruguay. We had a track called Rompan Todo, then wrapping the set from Colombia, Medellin to be precise. Formed 1965 as a vocal trio, they are called Los Yetis. They're invited by a company called Discos Fuentes, along with other artists out of Colombia, to contribute tracks to an LP called 14 Youth Impacts. Los Yetis, though, were still a vocal trio, so they had members of the band Los Ampex play backing for them. They went on to record their first LP, simply called Los Yetis, released June 1966. So Los Yetis, Me Siento Loco, out of Colombia. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Let's look at a broader mix of global garage for the rest of this episode. Here's a beat band founded 1964, together through to 1970. Their name translates in English to Blue Lights, known as the Turkish Beatles. They're called Mavi Issiklar. Here is their cover of the Paul Revere and the Raiders track, The Great Airplane Strike of 1967. Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
And he's got this high approval rating, so why don't I have a high approval rating?
I know what you want, as I keep on a cave.苦しづけ交わす別れ会えない二人の愛は朝の光に色褪せてゆく朝日よさらば二度と会えない愛ゆえに泣くのさ朝日よさらば二度と会えない愛ゆえに死ぬのさ結び合ってる二人の影よそれも虚しい朝日よさらば No No No朝日よさらば二度と会えない愛ゆえに泣くのさ朝日よさらば二度と会えない愛ゆえに死ぬのさ oh, 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 oh.
結び合ってる二人の影よ。それも虚しい朝日よさらば、朝日よさらば、朝日よさらば。Però c'è un fatto che tutte le volte ce la vedeva, non riusciva mai a dire quello che sentiva per lei. Infatti non appena cercavo di dirle io ti voglio bene, io mi mettevo a balbettare, a balbettare, a balbettare. Sto sposando la ragazza di New Orleans che aveva il corpo fragile allo stream, ma davanti al buon curato io mi sono impaperato e... Mi sono messo a balbettare, 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 balbettare,
well, that's a very diverse mix of global garage. Turkish band Mavi Issaklar top of the set with Paul Revere and the Raiders, The Great Airplane Strike of 1967. Then a favourite of mine, out of Japan, formed 1966 by a group of high schoolers, began to play psychedelic rock when their manager brought home recordings of some of the great bands out of San Francisco. They are the Mops. Track called Asahi Yo Saraba. Then wrapping the set, off a compilation called 60s Beat Italiano, a track from 1967 from Aichinke Monelli called Barbatando. So tracks from Turkey, Japan and Italy. More Global Garage straight after
you
this.
You destroyer, you killer, you get out, you break your power, you get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
Retrospect. Here's a band that started as Los Teddy Bears, part of the Mexican psychedelic rock scene, formed in 1964, quickly changed the name to Los Ovnis. This is El Ultimo Tren a Clarksville, Last Train to Clarksville.
Conocí a una linda chica muy cerca de la estación. Tenía los ojos muy grandes y me iba a besar. Dije que no, 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 no. si no me hubiera fijado quién estaba atrás de mí, en qué lío estuviera yo, pues ella me iba a besar, dije que no. No, 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 no. Era el novio quien estaba atrás de mí. Yo la tomé de la mano y corrí al último tren. La besé muy dulcemente y aquel tipo no siguió y dije que no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. El tipo que nos siguió, los boletos nos pidió. Él no era nada de ella, tan solo era el conductor. Dije que no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Qué sorpresa tan bonita me llevé. Quería besar, dije que no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Qué costumbre tan extraña de mujer. Era el último tren. Era el último tren.
L'homme descend du singe titan, d'après la théorie de l'évolution. Oui, mais moi je crois vraiment qu'il y en a qui remontent là-haut en même temps.
Évariste, quel artiste, Évariste, quel pubiste.
Et c'est vrai, depuis que j'ai les cheveux longs, je ressemble à l'homme de Cro-Magnon. Dis, mais toi, ça n'est pas une raison pour me mordre avec tes crocs mignons.
Évariste, quel paroniste, Évariste, quel anthropologiste.
Et mon corps a agi très très fort comme domaine d'opérateur sur ton corps. En moins d'une plombe, je suis devenu un espace vectoriel sur ton corps nu.
Évariste, quel algébriste, Évariste, quel anatomiste.
Puis pour me remettre un peu, j'allume la télé. C'était Léon qui commentait le tiercé. Mais je devais être vraiment retourné car j'ai vu les jockeys courir avec leur cheval dessus.
Évariste, quel touriste, Évariste, quel illusionniste.
Éléphant, si vous êtes malin, j'ai un petit problème pour vous, écoutez bien. Connaissant le clair de l'une, sans faute, calculez-moi vite le clair de l'autre.
Évariste, quel humoriste, Évariste, quel calembouriste.
Et je ne sais pas ce que vous en pensez, mais se laver les dents dans un verre à pied, c'est beaucoup plus facile, assurément, que de se laver les pieds dans un verre à dents.
Évariste, quel dentiste, Évariste, quel supplice.
Et supposez qu'en haut d'un grand marronnier, un éléphant se trouve perché. Comment fait-il pour descendre s'il pèse 3 tonnes? Il se met sur une feuille et il attend l'automne.
Évariste, quel délice, Évariste, quel zoologiste.
Y'a Nicolas à Bardot, qu'il est mignon ce petit, qu'il est donc beau. Puis c'est marrant comme son petit derrière ressemble à la poitrine de sa mère.
We have a constitutional guarantee of protection against obscenity. And in this day especially, we must seek to deliver ourselves from this twisting, torturing evil.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, I left on the morning train. Yes, I left, and she was to blame. We had a quarrel, we had a fight, and now I guess that she was right. She was right. And so I say to you, yes, I'm feeling my heart to blue. I'm feeling my heart to blue. So I guess that I'd better go, even though I don't know if she will take me back again. 'Cause she said that she wouldn't spend, said that she wouldn't spend another day with me, another day with me, another day with me.
Los Ovnis, top of that set, their cover of Last Train to Clarksville. Then one of the most interesting French artists of the 1960s, although I'd say probably a bit weird to really break the market big time, pretty much unknown really. His name was Evariste, a track off an EP from 1967 called E equals MC squared. The name of the track, Evariste Aux Fans out of France. Then we had the Minutemen from Grand Rapids, Michigan, 1966, 7-inch 45, unlabeled, so therefore some form of acetate for the Minutemen, a track called Another Day With Me. Which brings us to the end of Retrospect episode 347. We're going out with an instrumental. This is out of Canada. It's a guy called Jerry Cole, but released under the name More Psychedelic Guitars, psychedelic notably misspelled with two L's, on Custom Records, LP from 1967, kind of a cash in on the psychedelic thing. Cool track though, called Really Got It Bad. Hope you've enjoyed the selection this week. More of the same next week, but different. So stay tuned. You can subscribe so you don't miss an episode. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. And please, if you can, rate and review Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Phil Gray. It's another week of very cool 60s underground rock music. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.